Reading from chapter 8 of my novel, How Not to Do It, which is about a struggling actress called Megan Blinkett. The only information you need to understand a reference made about face licking is that in the opening chapter of the novel, Megan had to audition for an advert for a chocolate bar. And she was auditioning with a famous heartthrob called James Kingston. And as part of the audition, she had to lick his face, mistaking him for the chocolate bar in the advert. So that explains the reference that's made later. Now, at this stage in the novel, Megan has got two lines in one scene of Emergency, which is the nation's favourite medical drama. And she's arrived on set to film her scene in which she has to be sick on the lead doctor, played by James Kingston. James Kingston is late on set. Everyone is waiting. Standing by, they call it. Tony, the first AD, who's the person that runs the floor, paces up and down, talking into her headset, and I hear her asking for an ETA on James. The makeup girls are sitting with the costume people, a woman in a poncho and a man with a huge quiff and Buddy Holly glasses, flicking half-heartedly through magazines. Three men in T-shirts and shorts fiddle gently with the lights above my head, and the rest of the crew stand around bantering. I am sat on a hospital bed in a gown that ties at the back, underneath which I am naked apart from my pants. Every now and then, my makeup girl comes up to me and dabs my face with sticky transparent goo to make me look sweaty and ill. Bubonic plague's the look we're going for, she says, giggling. She's very nice, with clear skin and a nose stud. She looks about 13. I can't remember her name. I continue to nod and smile. 13's watch says it's only 8:20, but it feels like I've been here for hours. All I can think about is that James Kingston is going to appear any moment, and then I will have to be sick on him. Kelvin, the props guy, keeps smiling encouragingly. He's standing by with a bowl of vegetable soup that will be my pretend sick. Would you like to practice, Megan? He says. He's small and round, with a shaved, balding head. I'm amazed that he knows my name. In fact, everybody does, even though I only have two lines. Yeah, okay, if there's time. Where shall I do it? We have to sort of cough it upwards, otherwise it will just dribble down your gown. So make sure, right, the way to do it... A crash of double doors and a cacophony of voices erupt onto set. James Kingston has arrived and is surrounded by crew. My stomach turns. Tony leaps into action. Morning, James. Line run, please. Kelvin smiles at me and retreats back into the corridor. What was he going to say about being sick? What if I do it all wrong and spill it down my gown and James Kingston thinks I'm useless? James is ushered towards me, kissing makeup girls and giving every male member of the crew a high five as he passes. Everyone looks perkier and more alert and weirdly happier. Welcome back, mate, says one. Good holiday. I wonder if they genuinely like him or if they pretend because he's the star. He approaches, coffee in hand, delivering a killer smile to 13, who giggles back at him. Tony introduces me. This is Megan. She's playing Nightmare Nurse. I smile and shrug, raising my chin in an effort to look cute. As I do so, I catch sight of my face in the mirrored surface of one of the lamps. Red makeup edges my eyes, and my skin is coated in bubbly grey-white grease. My hair sticks to my head, slicked down with glycerin. 13 moves in to spray my face with water that forms waxy droplets on the surface of the grease. Hi, Megan, says James, smiling. You look well. Yeah, I say, my voice croaky and harsh. And that's all he says to me. Nothing about adverts, face licking, nothing. I don't know whether to be relieved or insulted. Can someone give me the pages? James says to the obedient air around him. I've lost them. He grins at Tony. She hands him her copy, making a joke swipe at his head, catching the tips of his fingers, tips of his hair with her fingers. He ducks. Not the hair tone, he says, waggling his finger at her. You'll only regret it. I'll have to go back into makeup. I watch him, wondering how old he is. I had assumed he was late 20s before, but Suddenly now he looks younger. 25 maybe, perhaps less. Hey, he says, turning to me, you've got lines. Yeah. Well, make sure they pay you more for that, he says. She's not a supporting artist, JK, says a makeup girl, using the politically correct term for an extra. The makeup girl is peroxide blonde, with an orange tan and a vast smile, and she's been hovering nearby, her eyes fixed on James's hair. She's guesting. She rolls her eyes at me and smiles. Oh, sorry, James says and laughs, before adding, not so great then, two lines. I smile weakly, and then Tom the director appears and starts talking James through the scene. When he gets to the bit about fancying me, James frowns. I fancy her. No one says anything for a moment. It feels like a long time. James laughs. I'm not being funny, mate, but she looks like a ball of sick. No offence, darling. None taken, I say, shaking my head and raising my eyebrows to show I understand where he's coming from. I can feel a blush coming on. I wonder if it'll show through my makeup. Jesus, sorry, I didn't mean to be personal, but... James puts his hand on my arm. Tom, can we get a producer on set? It's just... Come on, man. I go away for 5 minutes and I come back and... No offence, but they can't just hand me out love interests willy-nilly. I've got a character arc to maintain here. Tom lowers his voice and talks to James as if he is 3 years old. James, it's one shot, okay? It's just a bit of a laugh. You walk in the room thinking you're about to meet your new nurse and you're excited about it. And when you open the door, the new nurse is sick on you. So why isn't she dressed as a nurse? She has a new strain of animal flu. She's been quarantined on arrival. And then I die. James looks at me. Pardon? I die, I continue, unsure why I am speaking out loud. In your arms or whatever, or not. I'm guessing that's up to you and Tom. But it's only relevant in that I remind you of losing Josephine in the last series, and then in the next scene you have a big breakdown, and that's the last you see of me, James, I promise. He narrows his eyes, examining mine. Do I know you? He asks. No, I say too quickly, I've just got that kind of face. Everybody happy then? Tom pats me on the back and moves off, giving Tony a nod. Okay, let's shoot this, Tony calls. James, it starts at the end of the corridor, it's a long shot. 1 minute, Tone, James says, continuing to study my face whilst the girl with the orange tan dabs a powder puff across his brow. So, you're not my love interest? No, I say, looking perhaps more relieved than he does. You think you're going to fancy me, and then you see me, and I die, and it's like a sad ending to the series because you freak out. I think about whether to say what I say next, and then I say it anyway. You really ought to read your episodes. I have met you before, James says. I have. He taps his finger in the air before my face, the tiniest smile edging the corner of his mouth. It'll come back to me. Suddenly, we're on. Makeup are spraying me with water wax, and Kelvin is handing me the soup. I take a mouthful. It is cool and watery. My throat goes cold. I wait. And turning over, says Tony. Speed, someone responds. Action, shouts Tom. The camera starts with James down a corridor that leads him eventually to the room I'm in, which looks like a very small ward. I hear them approaching, the trundle of the camera following him down the hall. When he is just outside the door, James says his line. Where are they all then? I hope there's some talent. He walks in and looks at me on the bed. I flick my head up towards him, opening my mouth. Sick dribbles from my lips down my gown. Cut, I hear Tom call. Kelvin moves in swiftly with paper towels and the costume people take me off to change my gown. I'm so sorry, I say to Kelvin. That was shit. In the background, I can see James looking at me, the cogs whirring. I have to get this scene done before he realises how he knows me. Why did I speak to him at all? Why didn't I just stay quiet? Vomit and leave. Take two. I take a mouthful of soup. I hear James coming down the corridor. He speaks his line. He opens the door. I turn my face up to his. I lean forward and bam! Half the soup hits his chin, half runs down my gown. Oh, God, I say. Sorry, guys. Cut! Shouts Tom again, and there is laughter. Third time lucky, says Tom, appearing again on set. His smile looks a little forced this time, but he puts his hand on my shoulder and says, it's technical stuff this, Megan, you're getting there. Kelvin comes over to join me. Okay, almost there, he says, coaching me like a trainer at the side of a boxing ring. You need to cough it upwards and move your throat up towards him when you cough. You'll get it. I nod. He offers me the soup bowl. I take a mouthful and wait. James taps me on the shoulder. I've got it, he whispers, though not quite quietly enough. You were the one who licked my face. His eyes are smug, triumphant, his smile tight. He turns and walks off down the corridor, and I feel every cell of my body rebel against the self-satisfied curve of his shoulders, his superhero skin tone, and the jawline that could carve through flesh. The charm he sprinkles as if congratulating mere mortals for being near him. You're not the Messiah, I think, as I hear Tony calling turnover. You're just a very lucky boy. And I loathe him in that moment for all that he signifies in his abuse of a rare and fragile power. Speed! Action! The trundle of the camera following James down the hall, the turn of the door handle, James's smell in the room. I turn my face and woof soap up into his. Cold, gloopy, sweet corn carrot slime. It hits him square across the eyes and splatters over his nose and lips. We both freeze. They've got it all wrong, I say, remembering with a jerk to say my line. I just asked to be in uniform. The camera closes in on his reaction. Cut! Shouts Tom and gives me an ecstatic thumbs up. The orange makeup artist hands James a towel. She got it in my mouth, I hear him tell her. In my mouth! I sit quietly on the bed waiting for Kelvin, who appears beaming from ear to ear. You beauty, he says. Perfect, that looked brilliant! Right, says Tony, and again please. Once more for Megan's close-up.